Earlier this week, after leaving work, the only thing I wanted to do was watch the season finale of The Mandalorian. I'm a massive Star Wars fan, especially of Baby Yoda. And Disney, the company that owns Star Wars, also owns one of my other favorite franchises, Marvel. I grew up loving the comics, watching the movies, and I even got a Fantastic Four tattoo when I was younger. But lately, I feel like Star Wars and Marvel has just been overwhelming in pop culture.
Baby Yoda, like, a lot of these things are green screen, but Baby Yoda is there.
Yes, Baby Yoda is there.
And then Spider-Man, No Way Home, goes on to be the biggest film, like, of all time. Makes, like, a gazillion dollars. It's so much fun.
Look, it's been a fun time to be a nerd. But even for me, a lifelong fan, I've been wondering how much content is just too much. And I'm getting tired of it. This is a big question on the minds of Disney and its executives right now. Should they be taking that kind of fatigue seriously? Lately, Disney's been experiencing some big financial hits. They're going through layoffs, and CEO Bob Iger recently said that the company may want to reconsider their investments in these franchises. Today, I sit down with the Post comic book culture reporter David Betancourt to ask him, how much is too much Disney content? David, can you help situate me? Because I feel like there's just so much content that comes out of Disney right now. It's like, what are the latest things that people are watching right now?
Obviously, The Mandalorian, which just wrapped up its third season Wednesday. That's starring Pedro Pascal in the lead role as Din Djarin. The Mandalorian, Mandalorians in the Star Wars universe have been known as bounty hunters, but this series really gets more into the culture of who they are as a people in their home world. And obviously the big hook for many for this show is Baby Yoda, who his real name is Grogu.
Being a Mandalorian is not just learning about how to fight. You also have to know how to navigate the galaxy, because you never know where you might be headed next.
Ant-Man Quantumania, which introduced us to a lot of new characters, and now there's a lot of confusion if we're going to be seeing characters such as Kang the Conqueror in the future.
I just think you should get to have a normal life.
Dad, a guy dressed like a bee tried to kill me in my room when I was 6. I've never had a normal life.